This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. All right, moving on now to the perils of celebrity endorsements. They have always been risky because celebrities drive drunk, they shoplift, and they live under a microscope. You throw Twitter and social media into that mix, and it only gets worse. Case in point, BlackBerry. Pop star Alicia Keys added some pizzazz to the big reveal of the BlackBerry 10 yesterday as the company's new global creative director, whatever that means. Problem is, she was tweeting just a couple of days earlier from her iPhone. Marketplace's Sarah Gardner reports now on the hazards of dealing with celebs in the digital age.
Alicia Keys loves the new BlackBerry 10.
I love the new browser. It's super fast. I love the hub. I love the camera. It's great. And I definitely love how you can switch from work to play mode through balance. I love that.
That's a whole lot of love, considering Keys was in a relationship with another smartphone just a few days earlier. One of her 11 million followers on Twitter noticed she'd been posting from an iPhone.
The first thing I thought was, oh boy.
Chris Azizos is president and founder of LiveWire Media Relations. She says managing celebrity endorsements was easier in the old days when you worried mainly about DUIs and extramarital affairs.
Today, celebrities have this instantaneous access to their fan base.
Where companies can't control what they say, and it's possible to see which gadget they're using to say it. Tim Calkins teaches marketing at Northwestern University.
Now everybody can check and verify what people are doing. So in this case, you know, somebody says, oh, they'll be the new spokesperson, but then very quickly you find out that maybe that isn't quite as robust an endorsement as you thought it was going to be.
As Oprah found out when she tweeted her love for Microsoft's new Surface tablet from her iPad. Of course, sometimes when celebrity endorsers have trouble being exclusive, it doesn't take social media to discover it. Last year, Brazilian soccer star Ronaldinho lost a lucrative deal with Coca-Cola when he showed up to a press conference drinking a Pepsi. I'm Sarah Gardner for Marketplace.